When we go through times of suffering, as we all do, the last thing we ever imagine is that this suffering could be a blessing. I mean, who would ever use those two words, suffering and blessing, in the same breath? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When we dream of the future, we always dream about good things, about blessings. None of us ever sits there hoping, praying for a time of suffering. No, we avoid suffering like the plague. And because none of us ever wants to suffer, it's easy to get this whole blessing-suffering thing completely out of whack in our minds. The Apostle Paul was a man who more than most was accustomed both to blessing and suffering. Here's his take, Philippians chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. God has blessed you in ways that serve Christ. He allowed you to believe in Christ. But that's not all. He's also given you the honor of suffering for Christ. Both of these things bring glory to Christ. You saw the difficulties I had to face, and you hear that I'm still having troubles. Now you must face them too. Why has God blessed you? How has God blessed you? In ways that serve Christ. His blessings to you aren't meant to stop with you. They're meant to flow out through you into the lives of others for His glory. That's point one. Point two is that along with those blessings comes the honor of suffering for Christ as they flow out of you. So the next time you're doing it tough, know this, that when you suffer for Christ with a good heart, a good attitude, still allowing His blessings to flow out through you while you're hurting, both of these things bring glory to Christ. That's His word, fresh for you today. When we're suffering, Jesus is walking right there with us through it all. That is so powerful. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then please do stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.